Video: Robert De Niro pushes No King's leftists to take to the streets against mentally ill tyrant Trump. By Simon Kent on March 22, 2026. Leftist Hollywood actor Robert De Niro has called for his fellow left-wing comrades to take to the streets and oppose mentally ill tyrant President Donald Trump. Further comparing Trump to Mad King George III, the 82-year-old told Americans via social media to join No King's protests on March 28, then continue showing support and presence in opposition efforts, and ultimately vote in the November 3 election, calling it the ultimate goal. The No King's nationwide protests reportedly already have 3,000 community events planned in all 50 states and every U.S. congressional district, organizers say. This will be the largest protest in American history. Ezra Levin, co-executive director of Indivisible, one of the key organizers, told Fast Company, "We will be in every single congressional district from the bluest blue to the reddest red." Robert De Niro is a familiar voice in the chorus that opposes Trump even as No King's works to somehow position itself as a relevant political entity with him at the fore. Last month, the actor urged Americans to resist the president who won the 2024 election in a landslide victory, proclaiming, "It's up to us to get rid of him. The story is our country, and Trump is destroying it. And who knows what his reasons are, but it's sick, it's fucked up," De Niro said during an episode of the Best People with Nicole Wallace podcast. As Breitbart News reported, the raging bull star continued, "We have to save the country," before declaring, "Trump is the enemy of this country," adding, "Let's not kid ourselves. It's that simple. Everybody has to stick together to get them out and get back on track. People have to resist, 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 resist. That's the only way," De Niro said. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.